Okay, we are up to Perak Aleph Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah and Perak Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Bein Shenira Va'alil, Bein Shalonira Va'alil, Mechalin Aleph as a Shabbos. Whether the new moon was clearly visible or whether it was not clearly visible, in either of these situations, witnesses could be Mechal Shabbos to travel to Yerushalayim and testify that they saw this new moon. Now, what's the big Kiddush over here? Well, it seems like if it's not clearly visible, then okay, these might have been the only two people in the world or in the area that saw that there was a new moon, so they have to go testify. But if it was clearly visible, then everyone seemingly saw it, and therefore if everyone seemingly saw it, then there would be no need for you to go testify, for you to be Mechal Shabbos, because someone locally who would not need to be Mechal Shabbos, he can testify in your stead. So says the Mishnah, this big Kiddush, that whether it was clearly visible or not, you can be Mechal Shabbos to travel to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Im Nira Va'alil Ein Mechalin Aleph HaSa Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yossi actually says, no, if it was clearly visible, then they can't desecrate the Shabbos to travel to Yerushalayim, because someone in Yerushalayim for sure definitely saw it. Mishnah Vav, Masah She'avru Yossi Mi'arbaim Zug V'ikvan Rabbi Akiva V'lud. Once happened, there was a Shabbos that there were more than 40 pairs of witnesses, that's 80 people, who they were passing through Lod, because they were going to testify that each of them saw the new moon, and it was obviously clearly visible. And Rabbi Akiva decided to stop them. Why? Because obviously, if all 40 of these pairs saw it from afar, then you can rest assured that the people who were in Yerushalayim saw it as well, and therefore there's no need for you to be Mechal Shabbos anymore. He was basically saying, you're making a mistake. Don't go. Stop right here. Stop being Mechal Shabbos. However, says Rabbi Gamliel, Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel, but Rabbi Gamliel sent him a message. If you stop the public from coming to testify about the new moon now, even though clearly it was very clear in the sky and there are so many people who were going to do it, nonetheless, if you stop them now, you'll make the people stumble in the future. In other words, people will say, oh, wait a second, Rabbi Akiva said that I can't be Mechal Shabbos, and there's this concern that word would spread you cannot be Mechal Shabbos about the new moon. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel said, let them go through so that everyone will know that you can be Mechal Shabbos about the new moon. It would seem like Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva are having the same machlokas as Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama in the previous Mishnah. That is that Rabbi Akiva says that you can be Mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says you cannot be Mechal Shabbos if it's a clear moon. Rabbi Akiva seemingly would agree with that, and the Tanakhama says you can go either way. Rabbi Gamliel seemingly would be on par with what he was saying. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zayin. For now, we will stop right here.